two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey, the revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie.
Mike, I got something to tell you.
What is it?
Your breath, it stinks.
Well, that was an interesting introduction to pork therapy.
That was basically the whole episode right there. We've never gotten to the topic faster. That is a new record.
We not only got to the topic, we covered it. We're done.
We covered it, yes.
And we are pork therapy.
Yes, we're pork therapy. And
I'm Mike.
And I'm Stephanie. And hopefully you can't smell our breath reeking through the microphone and into your ears, because
that would be really bad. I sure hope not.
Oh, Mike. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So we're going to talk briefly, hopefully, about how to tell someone they have bad breath.
Yeah, we got a question. Somebody wanted to know what's the best way to do this. They didn't really elaborate too much on it. So it was basically, how do you tell someone they have bad breath? Simple as that.
But we're going to elaborate it to poor hygiene, BO or whatever.
Any kind of poor hygiene, okay. Basically.
Have you ever had to deal with this?
I've had some similar kind of tangential experiences.
I've told people that they've had bad breath, and I've told people that they had very bad body odor. And the body odor one is pretty recent, last few months, so I remember that. Mm-hmm. The bad breath experiences, I don't really remember what I did or how I handled it.
There used to be someone at my workplace who apparently had bad breath. I don't know. I never experienced it, so I couldn't say.
Right.
But the way it was handled was that there were some supervisors that put a giant bottle of mouthwash in the lunchroom. And just left it there with some cups. And so it never told the person directly it's very passive aggressive
and so
non-confrontational.
Unhelpful.
Yeah. And meanwhile, everyone in the office is thinking, oh my God, do I have bad breath? And probably the person that has it has thought nothing of it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, so they've involved a lot of people in an unpositive, unnecessary way.
Yeah.
And solved nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, here's the thing, Mike. Do you think that people should be ostracized for poor hygiene?
Well, sure, but it's contextual. You know, the level of ostracism and the degree of poor hygiene are matter.
Maybe you wouldn't choose to go on a date with someone who constantly smells
bad. No, see, when I think of ostracize, I don't think I won't have them in my life. I think I won't have them in my life, and I will tell other people why and help them try and entice them to decide not to have them in their life.
Yep.
So if I'm on a date and someone has BO, and I go on this date again and they have BO, and we've talked about it and they're not fixing it, and I might just not date them or talk to them anymore, but I'm not going to go tell their church and their neighbors and everything that this person has BO, don't deal with them. So that's what I would consider ostracism, and I would not do that.
May the Lord strike you down with your BO.
What if though a person has BO and is constantly coming to a private club and they're a member?
Yep.
But they come to a private club and some members complain and the club president or whatever, the bouncer or whatever, comes to them and says, "You got BO, you got to go get out of here. Please get out of here and come back when you're clean. You're offending the members."
Yep.
And they keep coming back stinking. That could call for ostracism. Hey, members, we've told this member that we don't want him around from your vote or whatever, and they keep coming around. Should we cancel their membership or whatever?
Well, that might be a violation of some private property rights there.
It could
be. Because, if you come on this property, you agree to have a certain level of hygiene or whatever.
Or what if you have a newborn baby or something, and someone comes around really stinking and never showers, and they're grimy and dirty and bacteria-y or whatever?
Well, funny enough, there are actually some people who don't allow smokers in their house.
Right.
Right? Because maybe they're allergic to the smoke.
Or don't like the smell.
They just don't like the smell.
Right.
Or how would you go, how would the question asker go about telling someone? I mean, we don't know any details of his situation or her situation.
Right.
But how have you dealt with it in the past when you, like, what were the exact words that you said when you had your situation?
I don't remember the exact, but it's probably something. And first of all, I pulled the person into private, so it was just me and them, not in a crowd, not in front
so
of other people.
You're not meaning to embarrass them.
Right. And then I would just say, hey, just, I'd try and, like, downplay it with body language, like, it's not that important, but you should know.
Yep.
And I would say something like, hey, your breath really stinks, do you want a Certs, or do you should get a mint, or something like that.
Okay. But a mint is a temporary
no,
fix.
No, not a mint. A gum or, you know, mouthwash.
Something.
You know, if we happened to be, probably wherever it happened, we weren't near their toothbrush. So,
right.
You know, you can only look for a temporary fix if you happen to be at a gas station or something.
Yeah.
Body odor was similar. I was at a work site, a, you know, construction site, and one of the guys.
Working up a sweat.
Yeah. Actually, one of the guys who lived on site in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's hard to have a good
it
hygiene.
It was, although it was in the summer and the site was across the street from a lake, you know, a little pond, so
yep.
they could have bathed every day.
Mm.
Anyway, this guy really stank all the time. And at some point I just got sick of it because, you know, sometimes we offered him or he asked for rides places.
Oh.
And if he's in the car, not only is it a closed confined area with him and it really stinks, but when he gets out, your car really stinks.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, the car stinks up. Exactly.
So I pulled him aside, and actually it was during a ride that I gave him. And I said, hey, you have, I don't remember if I said you have body odor or you, I think I just said, you really need to shower.
Okay. That
and
works.
I offered to let him use mine because I live nearby. Or I said, you can use my shower or you can, you know, go bathe in that lake over there, but you really need to shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a week later, he smelled really bad again. So
like
I don't
he know. Showered that one time and then didn't shower again.
Or it's possible that he didn't shower and I just wasn't near enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he stank again. And I think I said something to him again, but that was the last time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he wasn't taking care of himself. He stank so bad that outside, if you're maybe 10 feet away, you could smell him.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Boy, wow.
And I don't know if anyone else told him as well, but, you know, if I tell someone twice, that's plenty. And I stopped offering him rides.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be in my car, and I didn't want to be near him.
Hmm.
He wasn't a close friend. So I do have this to suggest if you're trying to tell someone who is a friend of yours, by the way. Think what you would want to have done to you if you had bad breath or BO. Would you want to be told by a friend privately so that you could fix it right away? Or would you want to not know, even though your friend thinks you stink, and go around stinking and offending people?
Yeah, I think what I would most want is, you know, maybe I stink because I'm not able to access a shower or something. And I think what you did, Mike, was really cool, was offering him a place to shower.
Yeah.
You know, or pointing out, hey, you could go in that pond, or
right.
you could shower at my house, or
yeah.
whatever. I kind of like the approach of, hey, like, I wonder if you're okay. Like, I'm kind of wondering, sometimes when people's breath smells bad, it can indicate that there's a tooth decay or like their tooth is falling out, and I don't want that to happen to you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to go to
Actually,
the dentist?
That might be more appropriate the second or third time, because
Maybe.
If you're telling people they have BO or the breath stinks or something,
mm-hmm.
and they either fix it or don't, and they stink again in a week or two,
mm-hmm.
then maybe at that point you could say, hey, you have a bad breath again. This might be a health issue. You might need to see a dentist.
Yeah, I might even pull that out the first time.
Could
you know,
be.
Sometimes
yeah.
just something that indicates that you care about them. Like, hey, I'm willing to help you with this.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I could give you some deodorant, or I could give you a washing machine. You can wash your clothes, or you
yeah.
can shower at my place, or whatever. Just as long as I don't have to smell you anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably don't want to say it like that unless you're really close friends and you're both joking, but... But it's true. I mean, you're obviously don't want a friend or even an acquaintance to be unhealthy and to be sick because of it, but
right.
you can't stand being around them and you have to be around them.
Yeah.
So, hey, I can't stand to smell you. However, say it more politely, you know,
yeah.
like,
or hey,
it smells really bad. Please take a shower.
This is really distracting me. This is nothing bad about you. It happens to everyone
yes.
when they work really hard and
yeah.
work up a sweat, but it's kind of distracting me. I'd really appreciate it if you could take a shower
right.
or if you could put some deodorant on or something like
yes.
that. Or if you could
if you could like wear a big garbage bag as clothing and just have your head sticking
especially
out.
Especially over your face.
Yeah.
No, Mike, that's pretty
Because not only do you stink, you're ugly. No, I'm just
U-G-L-Y,
you ain't
got
no
alibi,
you ugly.
Yeah, you're
ugly. And your mama dress you funny.
I've never heard that part. Oh, Mike. You know, we were trying to do an episode about how to give a polite suggestion. and we ended up lapsing into cheerleader.
Cheerleader insults.
Cheerleader insults. Yeah, this has hit a new low on Pork Therapies.
That's not a cheerleader. That's an insult leader.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I guess they're not cheerleading. Yeah, they're boo leading. Anyway, so.
I know. It seems pretty much that simple. If you're going to be around the
unless
person.
Unless it keeps repeating.
Well, okay. So if you're going to be around, if you're never going to see the person again, if you're in an elevator with a stranger and they stink, you may want to tell them. But really, if you don't, you're going to be out of the smell in a few seconds.
I would tell them because, see, I tell people if there's spinach in between their teeth. They might be going to an important meeting.
Yep. It maybe couldn't hurt to tell them. I mean, on the one hand, if you tell a total stranger in an elevator, hey, you really need to take a shower, they might be even more embarrassed than your friend would. But they would be possibly less embarrassed at that than going into this important meeting with spinach and smelling like B.O. I'm serious.
They have spinach and they smell like B.O.
And they're ugly.
And they're ugly. At this point, you need to take the rest of the day off.
I need a vacation. I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
However, I don't even remember what I was saying. Telling them, let's see, I still don't remember. I think it's important to tell someone the more you're going to be around it and the closer you are. As a matter of fact, if you've got a really close friend, it might feel more difficult to tell them, but I think that's when it's more valuable.
Yeah.
Your friend, let's say you had body odor and didn't realize it, and your best friend was right next to you, and meanwhile you're stinking up the movie theater or whatever, would you want your friend to have told you before you went in, hey, let's come back and see the next showing and instead take a shower?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you want your friend who have not told you and just let you stink? You know, that's how you should treat your friends.
I think there are some people who would just say, let me stink, because they can't smell themselves. They just...
Oh, well.
I don't know. No, I think most people would want to know themselves.
Probably.
Definitely. Yeah.
We have
really,
anything?
It's like take the red pill or take the blue pill. Yeah. Right? Red deodorant.
The red deodorant?
Yeah. Is that a little bit too much of a stretch, the Matrix analogy?
That works.
I would want to know anyway. So, listeners, if you see me on the internet, a picture of me, and there's a piece of broccoli hanging out of my teeth, and, you know.
On the internet picture.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Comment on the picture and just tell me, hey, you got some broccoli there. Why don't you floss?
If you stink, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Even if you don't stink. Even if you don't stink. And tell us what kind of cologne you use. Right?
Yeah, to cover up, not to shower.
Oh, boy, this is horrible. Okay, Mike, one last question.
Yes.
What does BO and bad breath, what do those things have to do with a free society? That's why I asked if people should be ostracized if they smell.
Well, what does... telling someone they have BO or bad breath have to do with a free society? I suppose just getting along with your neighbor. You know, if you don't do it's certainly better to deal with it, a problem you have personally,
yes,
than to go call the cops because he's offending you. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, absolutely what I was getting at. Right. So the BO thing, if you can't tell your friend that maybe they have a little bit of they smell a little bit ripe today and they should probably consider taking a shower. How are you going to be able to tell your neighbor, hey, there's some tree in your yard that's growing into my yard and it's dropping apples on my lawn without calling the cops? I mean...
without bringing aggression into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a totally voluntary thing. It's honesty. You know,
it's good practice.
I think most people do appreciate honesty even when it hurts like that because they want to know if something's wrong. Right. They want to know so they can change it.
I have been told, too, I think that I had bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I don't think you have bad breath, Mike.
Well, perhaps not at the moment, but it's not a permanent thing.
I'm speaking into a microphone very close with you.
But I've been told before, and I remember thinking, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, gosh, this is embarrassing, but thanks to this person, and I'm going to go right now to get some gum, because I was not at the place with a toothbrush.
Right.
So it was embarrassing, but taken care of, done.
Yes.
So I appreciated it.
Yes. And you get over the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
If someone doesn't tell you and they encounter the bad breath or whatever, that's probably what they're going to remember about you. They're not going to remember your great presentation or your...
Right, just like with spinach in the teeth. You could be talking to Albert Einstein, but if he's got spinach in the teeth, you're staring at that and you just... E equals MC squared just flew right over your head.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I know. I wish we didn't. I wish we were all cyborgs and we didn't have to worry about body odor and bad breath. And
I wish I was
things.
I wish I had cyborg shoulders, but that's another story.
Yeah, they didn't pop out of their sockets. Oh, Mike needs a robo shoulder, so you should send us some donations.
Go to porktherapy.com.
Send us some money so Mike can buy himself a new shoulder, and I can buy a toothbrush because I really need it.
Thanks for not breathing too heavily while listening to this show.
Yes, thank you, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. This good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy. Scatly-dee-bop, shabadooey. Therapy.